Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
How's that for some cowbell?
So Pink has cowbell,
I think I do hear some cowbell in there.
You just wanted to play Pink.
I do. I like Pink.
Good stuff.
I think she's really talented. Absolutely. And there's cowbell in it.
Can't go wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Had to find it, though. Not the whole song. See, I need songs with cowbell from stem to stern, you know?
Stem to stern.
You're such a nerd.
That's a real countryism.
We had a really... dark conversation during the news break. I don't know how it came up, but the Chernobyl nuclear explosion in 1986 came up.
Not a light topic.
Not really.
It's just what you talk about when you're sitting around with friends.
Well, and I was telling Jesse.
So how about that radiation, huh?
Well, this is going to make some people angry. I was living over there when Chernobyl occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing a lot of people don't know is that the winds after the explosion blew west, not east. And I was in the fallout zone of the Chernobyl mishap, whatever you want to call it.
It explains so a lot. Much.
Yep.
Dan.
Well, before you guys go making jokes, I've lost at least two friends to cancer.
Oh.
And one has just been diagnosed with cancer.
Hmm.
And I was telling Commander Reed, I said, you know, I wonder sometimes if, you know, because we were in that fallout zone, if you will, what was then West Germany, it wasn't a unified Germany at the time, what was then West Germany was definitely in the fallout zone of the Chernobyl incident, whatever you want to call it, explosion. And I wonder sometimes, is it just happenstance that two of my friends ended up getting, two that I know of, ended up getting cancer and dying at a very early age, and now a third has been diagnosed with cancer in her early 50s, or is it just life?
Residents of Germany still, or?
No, soldiers' kids.
DOD kids, okay.
Yeah, DOD kids. So I wonder, you know, I mean, what was the, no pun intended, what was the fallout from that disaster?
Mm-hmm. And you get up here at this seasoned era, you start thinking about those things.
Yeah, you do. Life is short, man.
Start filling out paperwork.
So, it's funny you mentioned that. Did I mention yesterday that I had gone in to do my will?
You did indeed. Oh,
okay, then I won't bore you guys again with the same story. But I did. I mean, I went in there yesterday, to where Commander Reed works, and started doing my will, and that was really weird.
You did your will at the airport?
we're not going to talk about.
I'm kidding.
So
I'm not an attorney, by the way.
He has another job outside of flying planes, and I went there and started filling out my will, and I'm literally sitting there thinking, this is the, I told the guy, the lawyer that I was with, his name also happened to be Scott. I'm like, this is the most morbid conversation I think I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, we're divvying up stuff, right?
You and never did answer who's getting the Blue Stafford robe.
Nobody wants the Blue Stafford robe.
That's going to be donated to some type of society.
I'm still wondering how you got holes underneath the right armpit. Were you like speed walking in this thing for 35 years? Chafing?
It's been 35 years that I've owned this robe.
You know what you should do?
I feel it a victory. When I get Sam to laugh, I feel
like
I've
done
something.
You should take some pictures and contact Stafford, whoever owns them now.
I want a refund.
And say, I have the greatest product you ever created.
It's like the Million Mile Club for Toyota. If you hit a million miles in a Toyota, they'll send you a new Toyota.
Will they?
Ooh, maybe you can get a new Blue Stafford robe.
Okay,
that
so
would be a day.
So Stafford still does make
blue robes.
Yes.
Why would they have stopped?
They're $54.97.
Outrageous!
Wow.
I bet that thing cost you 15 back in the day.
Not even that.
When I was at KU, it was probably $15 at JCPenney.
You bought it in college?
Yes. This sweatshirt that I'm wearing, I bought in college. It's cozy.
Where's your orange one, by the way?
And stylish.
Sam, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, did something happen?
So I wore this blue sweatshirt yesterday, and I wasn't going to wear it again 2 days in a row. So I went looking for the orange Adidas sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the last time I couldn't find it was when you guys all made fun of me on Halloween and everybody at the office dressed like Scott Parks.
We honored you.
You made fun of
me.
You made fun of me. And so I went to the closet where I have about 12 hooded sweatshirts.
Do you hang them?
No.
Oh.
And I could not find the orange robe. The last time I couldn't find the orange robe was when T hid it on Halloween so that everybody could wear blue sweatshirts to work and dress as Scott Parks.
And match you.
So I called her and I said, okay, where's the orange robe? Have you hidden it again?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, beg your pardon. And she goes, I have not hidden it this time, I swear to God.
Oh.
So I don't know where the orange sweatshirt is.
Gremlins.
It's where all your left socks are.
It's not funny, Jesse. Have you checked the laundry?
Yeah. I do laundry every day. We don't use the hamper.
An alternate universe where all unmatched socks go.
In Western Shawnee, the washer and dryer are in the primary closet.
I mean, did you check
closet, not the secondary closet?
One must not leave the room to do laundry.
Did you check the dry cleaners? Don't you have these dry cleaned?
No. Of course not, Dan.
Maybe it's on the ironing board. Maybe you meant to iron it and you got distracted.
Can you see it?
So if you ask the cleaner.
Extra starch on my sweatshirt,
But I tell you guys this yesterday, and forgive me if I'm repeating myself. As we were going through, like, you know, all the 401k and the other investments, did I tell you guys this? The one thing that he asked me, he said, what of importance do you want to designate to each of your daughters? And when my dad died, you know, obviously, he had been in the military.
This is the dog tag, right?
Never mind. I already told you. Okay.
Here's what you do. you create a shadow box.
There you go.
And you put the dog tag in there. You put some other items of your father's in there. That way it becomes one heirloom. And then you can designate that to somebody. And they can share it. Your girls can share it. Custody.
Your first line of succession for the dog tag,
I think, is Sarah.
Whoever, well, no. Which one of you happens to bless this earth longer? If Steven lives beyond you, he needs to get the other dog tag.
So he's got the other one.
We're going biblical lineage here.
Bring the pair back together.
Ooh.
That idea was brought up on the text line yesterday. I didn't think it was half bad, and we'd already talked, beating that horse.
Well, sorry. I didn't mean to bring it back up.
All good.
I didn't remember if I told you off the air or on the air. I can't remember. Why does Scott sound like he smells like a high school locker room?
That one got me.
Wow, very evocative.
What does a high school locker room smell like?
Ooh, is that a text jock line? Strap?
Do you not know?
Does it smell like dirty clothes and sweaty socks, or does it smell like
a 35-year-old Blue Stafford
shaving
robe?
Cream and
can we leave it with the Blue root. Stafford robe? I rue the day I even told you guys
yesterday.
No, I mentioned it years ago that I have a Blue Stafford robe that I bought from JCPenney's.
And we've not let him forget it.
Oh my God.
You rue it.
There's a lot of ruing going on.
I do rue it.
You know what it smells like? Teen spirit.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavenly.
Ugh. Gross.
Do you not have a robe?
Smells like his airline seat.
I do not. I no longer wear a robe.
Are you above a robe?
I'm out of a robe.
Stanky.
Would you like a robe for Christmas?
No, thank you.
It's got holes on the right armpit.
Wouldn't give him my robe.
Thank you.
I just imagine like a brisk walk to the trash can and mailbox every morning.
I don't have a
lifestyle. Shave.
I don't live a lifestyle that I need to wear a robe. So
when I'm in a robe, I'm barely moving. There's not going to be any holes being generated under the armpits. Not reaching for things. I'm not.
Coming up, I'm sitting with like we will cup of talk coffee. About a topic.
Yeah.
He burned right through those armpits. That's what happened.
All right. Here's your topic. Should there be an age limit for driving?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a new survey out. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.